have in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 4225. This is a little bit of a scholarly discussion, but it's not just a scholarly discussion. This is dated the 11th of Nisan, Hetovshin Tazayin. There is a letter of the Rebbe that he's quoting over here. It's printed in Mishnas Yoel to Rabbi Yoel Diskin. He brings down a letter of the Alter Rebbe in which the Alter Rebbe suggests, seemingly in the letter, that prayer is from the Torah. Now, prayer, the whole concept of prayer is from the Torah. That idea that when you have a need, you ask Hashem, that's something from the Torah. And matter of fact, some people, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that the Rebbe quotes over here, that some women, you know, women are basically exempt from mitzvahs that are time-bound. But some say the mitzvah of praying is not a time-bound mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to pray and serve God with your heart whenever you need something. And one can daven really once a day. So according to that, you know, the women don't really daven, don't have to daven, because that would be the setup davening three times a day with the structure. That would be something which is time bound, and therefore they don't do it. But the basic idea of prayer is a Torah obligation. But there's others that say that the prayer is really from rabbinic origin. And still, they daven. And that's why some women, the Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe rules, this is the Alter Rebbe, that some people say that the rabbis did obligate the woman to daven. And many women are accustomed to do the prayers, you know, the three prayers a day. But in any event, the Alter Rebbe rules in the Shulchan Aruch that the main prayer is from the rabbinic. Why does the Alter Rebbe write in the Siddur, in that letter, that it's from the Torah? That's what he asks over there. And the Rebbe brings very possible, the Rebbe references various different possible answers to this question. But the Rebbe says, what really is going on over here is, it's not, the Alter Rebbe was not addressing in that letter, trying to decide whether prayer is a Torah obligation, a biblical obligation, or whether it's a rabbinic obligation. As a general concept. And the Alter Rebbe writes over there in this letter, he says, those people that say that it's rabbinic, he says, have never really seen the light. He says, talking about an eclipse, he says, they've never seen, there's an expression of Loiro Ma'oiris Mi Mehem. They have never seen the light ever. So he didn't say that they're making a mistake, but he says they have not seen the lights. What is the meaning of that? He was basically trying, the letter over there is trying to tell the people, there were people that were making fun of the Hasidim, that they daven slowly, and he says that that's a mistake, because the people davening fast say, oh, we don't care about davening so much, because the prayer is from the rabbinic, and it's not a Torah command, so we don't have to be, let's just make it quick, finish up the davening. But the Alter Rebbe is coming to explain to them that that is a big mistake, because at that time, of those that is meaning at the time, in those people who are davening quickly and they're making fun, so we know that this is the basis of all the Torah, the prayer. So it's not like the obligation of prayer is a Torah, but it's the central part of all the Torah. It's an important part of Torah. It goes against, now I'm not even sure, I have to see the letter, but I think what the Rebbe is also saying, not to be impacted by people making fun of you, that's also a very foundation of the Torah. A lot of people are ashamed, they're embarrassed, they don't want to look different, they don't want to speak different, there used to be the saying, oh, a Jew at home, or a Jew at the shul, and a mensch in the street, because in the street they don't want anybody to stand out, they don't want to look differently. I mean, that's just generally not to stand out, especially in nowadays when there's so much anti-Semitism. People will hide their high chains or their Star of David. They don't want people to know that they're Jewish because they're afraid. But here we're talking about really mostly for spiritual reasons, being impacted. The first very basis of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure if the Rebbe means exactly that is the foundation of all the Torah. That's what it says in the letter over there. Like I said, I gotta see the letter. But the Rebbe says that's also foundation of all the Torah in the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, is not to let other people disturb you in your way of serving Hashem by mocking you and making fun. What you're doing is old-fashioned, it's outdated, it's not currently applicable. We are more sophisticated, we are enlightened, we know better. And, there's a kind of a people look down and say, what is this that you're doing? That's very important. But in any event, the Rebbe over there, the Rebbe explains, wasn't coming to rule on whether davening is a Torah obligation or a rabbinic obligation. Rather, he was coming to tell us the importance of davening slowly. Don't use it as an excuse because it's from the rabbinic origin. That's why you're going to just rush through it. And very important, because that's what Hasidim do. That's what the Alter Rebbe wanted, that they should daven slowly with kavanah.